Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello. Let's have a weekend. Say thank you very much to the students of Greenwich last night. It was brilliant once I actually got to the O2 arena. If you've ever been to the O2 in London, it's normally quite easy to get to if you go through the Blackwall Tunnel. However, they closed it last night, so I'm sorry, I was about half an hour late for the gig. In the end, we didn't know where to go. Once the Blackwall Tunnel was closed, well, how do we get to it? And it looks so near, but obviously there's a river separating us and the O2. So in the end, I had to pay a taxi driver to follow him so he could show me where the O2 was. So that's why I was a little bit late last night.
So you were in another taxi and you had to get another taxi to show the original taxi?
I was...
You were driving?
I was being driven by somebody. One of my mates was in the back. He then got in a black cab in front of us and we followed all the way to the O2. It was a disaster.
Should have just made a raft and paddled across.
We were thinking about that. Talking of which, I'm going on a little trip later on to Amsterdam. Very excited.
On a raft?
No, but I'm going on a ferry, and I've not been on a ferry for a while. I'm going with my flatmate. I'm excited. It's an eco-friendly holiday, so we're not flying. We are going on the overnight ferry, Harwich to the Hook of Holland, which I have done once before and thought I was going to die.
That sounds so rough.
It is renowned. It's quite a...
Is it rough? It sounds like
it's a choppy crossing.
Yeah.
It's a choppy crossing. And also, given with the weather at the moment, yeah. But it'll all be fine. I'm just thinking, though, if it... Like, it won't, but if it did come to that, isn't it? Is it always women and children first?
Well, normally. Yeah, it was
on the raft.
Titanic.
Yeah. Isn't that the standard protocol as women and children first, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what we're going to do, we've hatched a plan, and you're going to help me with this. Do you remember when I had that fancy dress party and I went to Susan Boyle?
Yes.
I've still got the dress upstairs.
No.
There's a variety of wigs, like women's wigs. So me and my flatmate are going to take some women's clothes just in case the inevitable happens. No. I mean, it won't. It'll be fine. But
just in case the inevitable happens. No. It's not inevitable.
But
just in case the worst happens.
The worst, that's what I meant, the worst happens. And we have to put on, we dress and drag,
so,
and get on the raft.
When they sound the sirens or whatever they do, you're going to go, hang on, and then just put your dress wig.
Put my boil dress on.
I've got to do my makeup, hang on, do my mascara.
Put some lippy, I'll get it on my teeth, won't I, but I'll do it. And then we'll be all right. Anyway, that's worst case scenario. I'm sure it'll be fine and we'll arrive in Amsterdam tomorrow morning just fine.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Oh, thanks for all your brilliant stories about ferries that you're sending in. It's going to be fine. I mean, there is one from, is it Katie, who, she went on a ferry crossing, it was so rough that she did fall off the top bunk. But, you know, I can deal with that.
It's not quite the cruise you were after last week, though, is it?
It's not, but it's a start, you know, and Amsterdam is lovely. Upside Down, Paloma Faith, record of the week. You can get it on a download now, but not on an actual CD until the 15th of March. Right. Do you know the one good thing about going on the ferry? Apart from getting to Amsterdam tomorrow morning, I will miss live EastEnders tonight. And I can watch it on Monday when I know that everything's gone to plan.
There is no way that you're going to be able to wait till Monday to find out who did it. Or does it not matter?
That doesn't matter so much. I told you this yesterday. I'm scared for the actors. I don't like it. Anything could go wrong. Like, normally, it's recorded. If you mess up, you can start again. What if someone forgets their lines? I'm really stressed about it.
They can ad-lib.
What if, like, one of the stunt... If there's a stunt, it'll go... If it goes wrong... Oh, God. Really stressed about it. Anyway.
Don't worry, you'll be on an eight-hour really rough ferry crossing.
Radio 1. Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Do you know when, like, your town that you live in is twinned with somewhere else? It's normally in Belgium or France, and it, like, when you go into the town, like in my hometown of Southampton, it says, "Welcome to Southampton, twinned with Le Havre in France."
Oh, that's quite a big one. Most towns that I know are twinned with somewhere I've never heard of.
Yeah, but then up the road, you've got Basingstoke, and that's twinned with two places, I've just found out. There's like one in... No, three places. One in France, one in Belgium, and one in Germany. How's that fair? Southampton's just got one.
Yeah, I thought you could only be twinned with one.
Do you know where your hometown's twinned with?
No. I know it's probably somewhere in France or Germany.
It's always France or Belgium, normally. Right. Have you ever heard of twinning toilets before? Because it happens. My mate Chris, he came to the gig last night. He showed me this picture which he took. He was in a pub in Leamington Spa, okay? And took a picture of this. Let me show you this. Unofficialmills.co.uk have this picture, which I've just passed on to them if you want to have a look. So he's in there having a wee. And it says, "This toilet is twinned with latrine number 695 in Rutana province, Burundi, Africa." And it gives you the latitude and the longitude. And there's a picture of the toilet that one is twinned with. How good is that? Did you know that toilets could be twinned?
No.
I think it's some kind of charity thing. Oh, yeah, because it says at the bottom, toilettwinning.org. But I quite like it that, like towns, toilets can now be twinned.
Who would you like your toilet to be twinned with?
What, my one at home?
Yeah. If you had to twin it with another celebrity's toilet.
Probably, Robbie Williams' toilet was quite cool.
Was it? What was good about that?
It was just nice and big.
What colour is it?
Kind of cream. Or the toilets at Universal Studios in LA.
Why? What's good about them?
Because they feature in one of Enrique Iglesias' videos. And it's all... What?
Did you actually just say that?
They do. And it's like, you'll know if I've been, in the men's and the ladies, I presume.
We'll know if you've been. You just said, you'll know if I've been. I was like, I wonder, how would you know that?
Or if you've seen the video. I think he's in, it's the video where he's in it with, is it Anna Kournikova?
Yeah.
And they're doing stuff. And it's like blue tiles. That's who I want to be twinned
What's
with.
What's so good about the...
It's just really a nice toilet.
Podcast.
All right, Scott, it's only Blue Friday. Some people haven't even heard of twinning before. I think every town is twinned with somewhere, isn't it?
Pretty much, I think.
When you, like, it's on a big sign as you walk in or drive past, like in Southampton, it says, "Welcome to Southampton, twinned with Le Havre in France." But a lot of people haven't heard it before, and especially haven't heard about twinning toilets. I think that's just a one-off by the sounds of it. No one else is texting and saying about it. Right, is this true? This is random. That Dundee is twinned with Dubai? Really? And this is even better. Disneyland is twinned with Swindon. What is that about?
That's amazing.
Yes, and no disrespect to Swindon, but who got the better deal there, do you think?
There's always a slightly worse off one, isn't there, in the twinning situation?
Yeah. So, see, I'd like to think that in the Southampton Le Havre one, having been to Le Havre, that actually Southampton wins through on that one. But Disneyland, Swindon.
Can you imagine when Mickey and Minnie Mouse come over and
they come over, they see the magic roundabout, they're like, right, where's the rides? And do they have, like, at Disneyland, because they've got all different areas, haven't they? So there's, like, Frontierland, Adventureland, Fantasyland. Do they have Swindonland as well?
Podcast.
Hi, Ellen.
Hey.
You okay?
Yeah, thanks, you?
Yeah, I'm good. What's going on your Friday?
I just downloaded my first ever podcast.
Woo! It's easy, Yay! Isn't it? Really easy.
Yeah, I just clicked on it, and it was the Brits one, because I really enjoyed the coverage that you did.
Oh, thanks.
And yeah.
That's a long podcast. It's like 1 hour 18.
Yeah, it took me like 2 hours to go through it, because I kept pausing it all.
Yeah. Don't get your hopes up that they're always that long.
Okay.
Right. Sometimes they can be, like the Friday ones, can sometimes be as short as what?
8 minutes.
10 minutes, yeah.
Okay.
So have you subscribed so you get it all the time automatically?
No, but I think I'll do that later.
Do it. It makes sense. All right, bbc.co.uk/radio1 if you want to do, like Ellen, download your first ever podcast. Have an amazing weekend.
You too.
Love
bye.
You, bye. If you do that at the podcast at the moment, there's loads of stuff Like us calling various people with one of those computerised voices. You know, sometimes you get a random call, hello, you have won a cruise. Normally I hang up, but we were just trying to find out who would stay on the phone and who would press one, like Harry from McFly.
Hello?
Congratulations. You've won a tasteful, nude portrait of TV's Anton Dubek. To claim your prize, press one.
Harry, it's Scott Mills.
Hey, mate.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm so confused.
Why do you want a portrait of Anton Dubek naked?
Dude, I didn't hear what it was. I don't understand.
Listen.
Congratulations. You've won a tasteful, nude portrait of TV's Anton Dubek. To claim your prize, press one.
You did it.
I thought it said, do you want a new TV?
No. Oh, no, you pressed one. Very excited, weren't you, as well, when you got a call from one of those people
it's
offering you a prize?
I thought I was going to be on phone, Jacko. I didn't realise it was you.
Hello?
Congratulations. You've won an all-expenses-paid cruise around the beautiful
Canvey Island.
To claim your prize, simply press one now. Please hold. Thank you for holding. To claim your prize of an all-expenses-paid cruise around the beautiful
Canvey Island,
please say,
small ones are more juicy.
After the tone.
Small ones are more juicy.
Please hold. Thank you for
holding
on this all-expenses-paid cruise around the beautiful
Canvey Island.
You will see the beautiful white sand beaches of
Benfleet.
Imagine dropping anchor in
the Thames estuary
and going ashore to experience the beauty of
the abandoned oil refinery.
Then you've got Matt Vincherman on the action as well. Sorry, that was just us. Also, some of our favourite magazine headlines. Love these magazines.
Love cured my bunny's anorexia.
And
I'm in love with a double-decker bus.
And some of our brilliant questions that we ask people like Alexandra Burke at the Brit.
OK, one more as well. How big do you like it?
How big do you like it?
It's really rude.
And also, when we dropped the Brit Award, the giant one that we tried to take. The final word from Greg James. Here.
It just went wrong, didn't it? Great night, ended badly.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.